machlokes tanaim. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Chachamim loy lemadua el mi pischoy shel heichal. Yehuda loy lemado el mi pischoy shel ulam. Tisnan pischoy shel heichal gvo esrim ama rochboy esther amos. Shel ulam gavoy arboim ama rochboy esrim amos. Ushneim mikra echad darshu. Shchotei Pesach Ohel Moed, the Rabbanan Sarvei Kedusha is Heichel Lachur, Kedusha is Ulam Lachur. The Chik Siv, Pesach Ohel Moed, a Heichel Ksiv. Yehuda Sovar, Heichel V'Ulam, Kedusha Achasi. The Chik Siv, Pesach Ohel Moed, Ar Tavayahu Dichsiv. So, mentioned last time, we had the Shita of Rav. Rav learns that a Kair is Mishum Pesach. The purpose or the Hagdara, what a Kaira does, is creates a Pesach. And it looks like Parshat Pshat in our Gemara is Rav, having said that a Kaira is a Pesach, wants to explain our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that a Kaira cannot be more than 20? Zot Rav, I'll tell you why. Because there is a maximum height to what a Pesach can be. And they learn it up from oil, from the oil Pischei Shalul, Pischei Pesachay shel oil moed, the Pesach of the oil moed. That the Rabbanans say that the Pesach oil moed is the Pesach of the Heichel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach oil moed is even the Pesach of the Ulam. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach of the Ulam can be as high as 40 amos. According to the Rabbanan, it is restricted to only being 20 amos high. The question, though, is this. What is this limud? Why shnem mikra echad darshu? Why is this pasuk? Why is after Pesach Ohel Moed? If it's because the Lashon Pesach, as I'm sure we've all spoken about already, and we know in Tanakh the word Pesach appears in other places. It certainly appears in Esther, as the Tzeis HaRosh brings. Right? It says Esther was Noichas Pesach HaBois. She was standing in front of the Pesach, the door to Cheshverish's throne room. I mean, the idea of a Pesach we see in other places. So what's so special about this Pesach? Why are we learning from here? And it can't simply be because over here the Torah gave dimension. That's difficult. First of all, why? What's so special about that? And a feeling Tim Soloimar.
The Torah gave dimension?
Well, that's right. It isn't. It's pi b'seira from Chazal. These are not in the Pesukim. No, there is no. There are no dimensions in the Mishkan. We know the dimensions based on the Mishnah and Midas. Chazal had a b'seira as to what the dimensions of the bayis look like. And I assume I don't know that bayis rishon. I don't know the difference between bayis rishon, bayis rishon, bayis sheni. The Mishnah and Midas talk about bayis sheni. I don't even know that. But presumably there were dimensions, and we're learning from those dimensions. So what's so special? What is the...
Thank you, Shkaya.
I only have 10. I have change.
All right.
So now I have to get my computer with doing this from the single.
Shkaya, thank you.
So what's so special over here? Now, we said in the last year, we discussed the limud of Rav. And we spoke at length about the idea that there are
two dimensions in the dimensions.
So what does the dimensions help me? Why is it important? Why is dimensions a reason to learn Dafka from here?
Because we just don't know how
to. So it could be more. How do you know this is a limit? A maximum? How do you know it's a maximum? It's presumed, and I think, as I spoke before, I think we certainly know that the we have archways that are preserved from Babel and from Ashur, where the rooms are much more than 20. They're gigantic, several stories tall, 10 stories tall. I'll show you pictures. I have some preserved there. So the idea of that is not foreign, and the Parashim certainly understand. Rabbi Yehuda says Pitzel Shem Malachim. Apparently, the doors of Malachim to their palaces were gigantic. So, what is the uniqueness over here that we're learning up dafka from Pesach Oilvay. I think that the view is this. We spoke last time, and we were understanding Rav. We mentioned that there are two things. We said there's a Pirtza, and we spoke about a Pesach. And as an example, we spoke about the fact that when the walls are wider than 10, I'm sorry, the space is wider than 10, we said that's a Pirtza. When it's less than 10, so we said it's Kida'avde Inshe. It's the way people make doors. And so therefore, it's the way people make doors, we use the term Hashem Pesach. But in order to have a Din Pesach, for that I need a Lechi, that I need a Kaira, what does it mean? It means the Shem Pesach implies that the space that is there is not simply a break in my wall. It's a designed location for entering the space. But in order to have, sounds like a halachic din Pesach, that we are machshiv in the halach as this being a Pesach, to be soiger my side, for that I need additional entities. I need something called a lechi or something called a kair. Now, when I'm looking for the word Pesach in the Torah, or in Tanakh anywhere, and I think for this, any place on Tanakh would be a sufficient location for learning up. But it's not sufficient here that I'm looking for something stomp that I see is called a Pesach, and that's a Shem Pesach. I'm looking for something where the halacha, the din, is misyachis to this as having a din Pesach, and I see, that is halachically a Pesach. From that, I'm going to learn to mavoi and say, if that halachically is a Pesach, then by mavoi, where I need a halachic Pesach, that is the source where I'll learn from to tell me that also has a din Pesach. It's not enough for a mavoi just to have a shame Pesach. Because if that would be the case, then like we're saying, then I don't really need a kaira lechi. I'm doing that to shop the din Pesach. So the whole source of this is to look for where the halacha is machshiv this mokum as a Pesach. And that's dafka why I learn up from the Pesach Oil Noy. Why? Because that I refer to the Piskum Shemalochim as a Pesach. See, it's called a Pesach. But that's not enough. I know Ushkotei Pesach Oil Moyed. The Torah is being Koveya. That over here I have an Oil Moyed. The Torah is saying to me that to have a Shechita, you need a Pesach. And much more than that, it's telling me Dinim about this Pesach. That the losses of the Pesach have to be open. So since over here I find the Din Pesach, and this seems to be the only location where I have this specific halach of a Din Pesach, that's why I can learn from there to Mavoi and say what the Torah, what the halacha was machshiv the Pesach here, that's what the halacha is machshiv the Pesach here. The shear that's here can be carried to the shear over here.
It's not just that the Torah called it a Pesach, but the Torah
gave it a din. Yeah, that's right.
A lachic ramification.
Right. In my words, a din Pesach. It has a din Pesach.
If there was no din that the doors have to be
correct.
Open, it would be meaningless that the Torah called it a Pesach.
Correct. Correct. Or no din to have a Pesach, or that the door should be open. That's the simon that there has to be a Pesach. However, this is not so simple. Hey, where'd my sheet go? What? The Ulam is the Pesach Oil Moed.
Give me a chance.
You can sleep tonight. I promise. Maybe you're not, but I'll leave. Okay. Oh. Now, what I'm saying is not so simple. And I'll tell you why. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Maaser Karbonos. Halacha Dan Halacha Hey is the source for this halacha. This whole din here, where it's just brought in Minatzad, is a sugya aruka about the subject of Vlossis Daf Nun Beis in Zvachim. And the Rambam here tells me two halachas that I learned from this din. Ushchotei Pesach Oil Moed. Din number one. Minayin sheshechtin kodshim kalim b'chol ha'azdara. Afilo acharei ha'heichal. Shrei nemar b'shlamim u'shkotei pesach o'il mayin. L'hachshir kol aruchos. Shrei lo yichid lehem ruach. V'hu adin l'shar ha'kadoshim kalim v'im shchotei b'heichal k'sheira. Rambam says two halachas to me. Says number one, you can shecht anywhere in the heichal. I'm sorry, anywhere in the azara. And not only anywhere in the azara, even in the heichal itself, you can shecht. Then in halacha hey tells me another din. Shlomim sheshchatan kaidim sheyiftechu d'losos haheichal psulim shenemar pesach el moed bizvan shepasuach. Afilu hayu d'losos of mugafos. I cannot have doors closed. The doors of the Heichal must be open at the time of the Shechita. So, the Brisker Rav, as I heard this Brisker Rav, I don't know that it's written anywhere. I do know, actually. I heard it was written in a Sefer, a Likud of Swarm of Shtiklis in the Brisker Rav. I don't have it. I didn't see it. But here's how I heard these Rav. The Rav said that there are two dinim. The Rambam is this really posh shot. I don't even know the Brisker Rav says yet. There are really two dinim that we learn in the Rambam. The Rambam tells me din one is there's a halacha that you can shecht anywhere in the Azara. I might point out the Rambam doesn't mean shkotan begagoy shleichol psulin shein agagoy tzruus l'shchita klal l'mekarka Azara. And I might add something. There's another halacha that I can't do. I can't shecht in the lishkas of the Azara. Even if the Lishka is technically in the Azara, and there are several Lishkas that are actually in the Azara, Lishkas Barhedrin, Lishkas Hagazis, they're part of these Lishkas actually are in the Heichal, are in the Azara. Afalpichein, since they're closed to the Azara, they're closed off, they're a separate chamber, therefore you can't check there. It has to be in the open part of the Azara. But there's a second din I learned, that not only can I check anywhere in the Azara, but also at the time of the Shechita, the doors of the Heichal have to be open. So the Brisker Rav here, this is the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, wants to say the following. This din that you need the doors open is true any time you shecht the Shlomim, even if you shecht the Shlomim in the Heichal. In other words, if you shecht the Shlomim in the Heichal itself, which is inside the doors of the Heichal, Afal Pichan is a separate din. There's a second din that Bishas Shchita Shlomim, the Pesach or El Moed has to be Pasuach. If the doors are closed, it is possible. However, the Rav said in Rashi, I believe this is the Rashi. Rashi in Zvachim says in Loshan Diniboy Pesach or El Moed. Rashi says Kinamrinale come on, Shim Ein Sham Pesach. There's no Pesach. Kigoin. What are the examples of Ein Sham Pesach? Kegoin kaidim shiyiftichu adlosis, kaidim shiyamidu halavim es hamishkan, ulacher shepriku lehayashaychet. So Rashi says three things that preclude calling it Pesach Ol Moed. Number one, he says kaidim shiyiftichu adlosis before the doors are open. But then he says two other things. He says before the levim put up the mishkan, or after they've taken it down. Anytime they do that, I don't have Pesach Oil Moed and the Shechita's Pot. Now, what does he mean? Why did he include? Tell me the gloss is closed. What's the Haistafa before they put up the Mishkan, after they put it down? What's important there? No, there wasn't even a Delos there. So what's the idea? So the Brisker Rav, as I heard it, said this, that the Rashi means to say that there's no gevista din, that you need a Pesach open, a door is open to the Heichal. It's that the Mokom Shlomim has to be open to the Heichal. He said, the way I actually heard the Rav was that they're not two dinim. The Rambam made two dinim, two separate dinim, halacha dal halacha hei. It's all one din. The din that you need, the dloss is open, is the same din that you can shecht anywhere in the Azara. You need a direct line, a direct passage from the mokum of the Shechita to the Heichal. Therefore, it says the Brisker of Bignaf Kamina, if you shecht it in the Heichal, Aliba de Rambam, you need the glosses to be open. Aliba de Rashi, there's no such thing. Because the whole halacha was for the shechita to be open to the mokum heichal. If you're actually in the heichal, what are the glosses for? Kach shamati from the Briskura. It bothered me. If this is true, yesh lahakshif. Bishlamo, what I said could be true according to the Rambam. You see, according to the Rambam, a gevista din. There's a din that I need to have glosses open. Presumably, I need glosses open because I have a Pesach. I have a din Pesach. The Pesach includes in it the din glosses. So therefore, it's telling me, halacha, that this Pesach has to have its glosses open b'shah shechita. And that's true no matter where you are. It's a din in shechita shlam and kedush. The Rambam says shechita has kadashim kala. Believe it or Rashi, there's no din that you need a Pesach. Just a din that the shechit has to be opened up to the heichal. So Aliva de Rashi, Hajukosh Leduchta. According to Rashi, why is the lean with Dafka from the Oil Mayid? There's no halachic din Pesach, really, by the Oil Mayid. It's just a halacha that I need the shechit to open to the heichal. If you have a Pesach with losses, you got to have losses to open. But the Torah never specified Ushchatai Pesach Oil Mayid, that I need a shechita with an open Oil Mayid, open doors of an Oil Mayid. The Torah just said you have to shecht it with an open line to the Oil Mayid. Where do you see a din Pesach? And this bothered me. Huh? But that's how we're gonna have to read it. Ushchatai Pesach Oil Mayid means, again, it just has a shame Pesach. It's a shame Pesach, meaning that I have an open line, an open connection to the Heichal. But the Torah isn't specifying a din of a Pesach.
Maybe it's not necessarily a din inside, but it's the behemoth, the shrimp, the muscle. I need a din Pesach for the muscle.
So you're saying this has nothing to do with the drasha. You're just saying just the fact that the Torah used the word Shkat the Pesach tells me I need a din Pesach only. Huh? Let's see.
And you see that from the fact that there's no Pesach.
So Naftali says, you see if there's no Pesach, it's possible. Naftali, I disagree with you.
In fact,
there's a din in Shavuos. Daf says, I'm an Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati Shemekriv and Afal Pishen Bais. Yeshua holds that you can be Makriv Karbonis even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Akedekach, that the Rashba asked Akasha in Shavuos al Adaf on Daf Tet Zayin. It's on your sheet. Hikula Medak. Hikula Medak. Dashchitas Kadoshim. Tzricha Psichas Losses. Kedushinon El Pesach El Mayid. Bizman Sha Pesach Pesuach. Velei Bizman Shu Nol. Says the Rashba, how could Rabbi Yeshua say that you can be Makrib Karbonis Bizman Shein Bais? You don't have the open glosses. You have no bias, you have no glosses. V'yesh leimar, d'hosem bizman shaya bias kayim, v'ika pesach, v'ika glosses. That was when, I'm translating, that was when the bias existed, the time of the bias, when there was a pesach and there were doors. So the Magia, in my Rashba, on the Meister of Kook Rashba, I don't remember if he brings the Bishpura. I don't know. But I think he does. If he doesn't, he definitely brings the Shikas. He wants to say the Kash of the Rashba was like the Rambam. He understood that there's a din, that you need a Pesach, you need glosses. Kamash Malan, V'yesh Leimar, that's not true. You don't need a Pesach, you don't need glosses, you just need an open space. An open line between the shechita to the mokum heichal. So, bizman that there's a bayis, so then you talk and need the losses open. Bizman there's no bayis, kol shechen you don't need losses. You have the kiddusha who say that it was nishkach l'shaita of a kitchelosi lovi, kitchel l'shaita of kitchelosi lovi. The kiddusha is still there. So wherever you shech, you have an open line to the kiddusha heichal. So the din is nishkayim. So the Kasha, he says, of the Rashba was like the Rambam. And the Teretz is like Rashi. What's going to be with the Rambam? That's number one. Let's see. You scratch your head. Now, what's Ram going to do with his din? Maybe it's really a machlekes of Maror. What's going on? Something else bothers. The lashon of the Rashi and the Teretz is a little strange to me. Really, what he says? He says v'yesh leimar, the hosam bizman she'abayis kayim, v'ika pesach v'ika zlosos. If the Rashba was changing a whole chava, there's a din you need losses. So then he ought to spell it out a little clearer to me. V'yesh leimar, letzorich lidlosos. There's no give us the din of losses. You're telling me a whole brand new chiddush. There's no din you need losses. The lashon of what he spells out, the hosm is man she'abayis kayim, sounds like something else. It sounds like when there was a hechatimsa, the din was different. That's what it sounded like to me. So I think from the Rashba's lashon he means something else. I think he means losses. See, when you build a base of mikdash, and you build a heichal, the kedushas haheichal comes from the very fact that I have a heichal. I built a bais. The bais comes from the structure of the heichal. The heichal, I want to say the ulam, we'll talk soon about the ulam, how the ulam fits into this, but the ulam becomes part of the structure, and that's where the kedusha comes from. When you remove that, so now the Kedusha is not noveya from the bayis itself. It's noveya from the mokum. Now the Kedusha, from the fact that there was a bayis here, it's left. There was a Kedusha's pair on the mokum. The Kedusha is noveya from the mokum, and that's where the mokum gets its Kedusha from. So the Rashba like this. When you have a bayis, and the Kedusha's heichel stems from a bayis. So as we said, when you have a bayis, you have an enclosed area. Then you have a din pesach. You have a way. You need a method of getting into the pesach, into the bayis. Then you have a din pesach. Then you have a din blosses. But when there is no bayis anymore, so there is no need anymore, there is no bayis, the kedusha is not coming from bayis, it's just coming from because the mokum was this kadesh. Then if there's no bayis, then there's no din pesach. You only have a din pesach if it has a din bayis. If there's no din bayis, if the source of kedusha's eichel isn't bayis, it's mokum, then there is no din bias. If there's no din bias, there's no din pesach. If there's no din pesach, there's no din losses. That, I suggest, is what he means. V'yesh leimar, de'hoslem bizman sh'abayis kayim. Namely, when there was a bias kayim, then there was a pesach, and then there were losses. When there's no bias kayim, then anochinamis. You don't have a din bias. If you don't have a din bias, you don't have a din pesach, you don't have a din pesach, you don't have a din losses.
What are we saying? I have a Kedushas Mokum, so I don't have that din on the Shlamim anymore?
You don't have din Pesach anymore. Because the only time you have a Pesach is you have a Bayis. If you don't have a Bayis, you don't have a din of Pesach.
When the Kedushas is contained, you need to have an open
hand. And that's how it was set up. It was set up the Kedushas Heichel is how it starts. It starts because you built the Heichel. Even after you move the Heichel, the Kedusha remains. But the heichel was the haskola. One says when there's a heichel, then there's a din pesach. If there's no heichel, you can't have a pesach.
Regular momen is another bias.
Regular momen?
Mobi sosin is another bias. We're showing you, it's a place which we need a din pesach for.
I would think you. The only reason why you can talk about a pesach to a mobi is because it's sosin. If it wasn't sosim, you couldn't talk about a pesach.
Sosim is
not
a bias.
So, and I believe also, Rabbi Isai, that's what the Miri means in Megillah. I found it in Lashon Megiri. Mach shekatav l'das gedoyli ha-machabrim, shushalayim u-mikdash tizkad shulosi, l'chol dovar, makrivin b'mokum beis ha-mikdash, afal pi shein sham bayis bonui, what's bothering him? He's brought in the same cash. What happens if it's in Pesach Oil Mayid? You don't need it. That's only when you have a bias banoi, then you talk about a Pesach. If you don't have a bias, you don't need a Pesach. So having said this, I suggest, I don't think that there is a machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam. That's also what Rashi means. Rashi is telling me, Rashi is describing that when there is a kedusha, that's what's bothering him. He's saying, when do you need a Pesach Oil Mayid? He says, when the Levim built a Mishkan, then there was a Pesach. And then you had a din of Pesach Oil Mayid. When they took it down, so there was no kedusha. There was no bias, there was no Pesach, there was no nothing. That's why it was possible. Huh? So, in other words, Rashi is not denying that you need a Pesach Oil Mayid. The Pesach Oil Mayid was crucial. When there was a Kedusha, you always needed a Pesach Pasuach. And I'm not sure that Rashi disagrees, and I saw it brought down, Rishem Sefer, I don't know who this is, Zivchei Ephraim, that learns also like this, even in the Rashi there in Zvachim, that even if you shecht it in the Heichel, it's still a din, but the Pesach of the Heichel has to be open. Rashi is also Mayid, that the Dlosseth is a din Pesach, and a din Dlosseth. It's all there. There is, in fact, I'm not sure there's a machlokes. It's not stam you need the shechita open up to the mokum hashlamim. It's that when is there a din Pesach? Only when there's a din bais. When you have a bais, then you can have a Pesach. The machlokes for Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda then is a very simple machlokes. They're arguing about what is called Pesach oil mayid. According to the Rabbanan, oil mayid. According to everybody, oil mayid means kedushas heichal. The Rabbanan hold Kedusha's Heichel is only in the Heichel itself. So the Pesach Oil Mayid is a Pesach HaHeichel. Yehuda says no. Kedusha Oil Mayid extends out into the Ulam also. Therefore the Pesach of the Oil Mayid, Pesach Oil Mayid is the Pesach HaUlam. Therefore you can learn from the Ulam. That's at least according to the Lishna Talmud. Good? I saw somebody ask, according to Yehuda, if this is true, where is the Din Dlosis? L'dayti in Achinami. This drasha is only going to be a drasha in Pashtus with a practical nafkamina, a libet of their bonus. A libet of Yehuda, you're right. The Pesach of the Ulam was a curtain. The curtain does not have a din of being sasum. And in Ochinami, if you shecht, according to Yehuda, with just the doors, with just the curtain of the Ulam there, even if the doors of the Heichel are closed, mechatesu will be possible. It still has a din Pesach Oil Mayid. It's possible to the Mokal of Kedushas Heichel and will be kosher. Yeah.
Why does it say such a din?
Maybe it's only considered upon him. I'm not even sure that this din is going to leave it everybody.
But according to Abuda, you never found a halachic definition for it. How does he learn Pesach?
No, you do. You still need a Pesach.
What?
You need a Pesach Pasuach.
No.
Pesach Oil Mayid. You do. The shechita has to be with an area open to a place that is kedushas Oil Mayid. You have it.
Meaning, if Lamai said there will be some kind of
there was some, if for some reason they put Dlosus in, I don't know if Acha's got another idea. Instead of putting an avodah zara in the azar, he's going to put doors on the it'll be possible. Oh, very good. So now. So back to what we said. We're learning that the limud is you need a din Pesach. And this is the source where I found the concept of din Pesach. Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda is, what is the din Pesach? Is the din Pesach the Heichel? Or is the din Pesach the Ulam? Now presumably, Yehuda doesn't deny that the Pesach limud also would be the Heichel too. Just like the Ran says, the Ran learns that if you can make it larger, make it more beautiful, why not? So I see at least the Ulam has a Din Pesach, therefore from there I can certainly extrapolate to Mamavoy and say that also is Din Pesach, and therefore the height is to 20. It's the 40. What about the second Lush? The second Lush is something else. Biba Yisena. Yudinami Kedushas Ulam Luchud. Kedushas Heichel Luchud. V'hocha hainu taimed Rabbi Yehuda d'ksiv el Pesach Ulam Habayis. Rabbanan, I have a kasav el Pesach ulam, kedekamras. Hash dechiv el Pesach ulam habayis, habayis hapasuach leulam. Now, Taisus immediately steps in and tells us there is no such pasuk. There is no pasuk el Pesach ulam habayis. We are somehow extrapolating. There's two different pasukim in Yecheskel. One says Pesach habayis, one says Pesach ulam. and it's talking about the same location. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that that is constructed as being called Ulam Habayis, Pesach Ulam Habayis, and therefore it's kosher. According to the Rabbanan, it's the Pesach that's Pesuach to the Ulam, and therefore it refers specifically to the Pesach Eichel. Now, this is all the Asmachta, how they got there. But they're hinting to us something about a Svara over here. A Svara of how they conceive the din of the Pesach of the Ulam. I want to share with you, just a few minutes, a Sukkah verse. A mezuzah word. It comes from the Gemara. I took from a Gemara in Sukkah, but it has direct application to here. And let's see. This is not. I'm not trying to be Polish. Be careful. I'm not trying to make a machlekas rishon machlekas tanai. But here the machlekas, and we'll see how it fits. There's an interesting sugya in Sukkah. Gemara says, "Amar Blevi Mishum Reb Meir. Shtei Sukkos Shel Yitzrim Mizoy Lifnim Mizoy." You have two sukkahs of a potter. Why the Gemara hopped onto a potter, I don't know. But there's a pnimis, there's an inner sukkah where he's making his, he lives there, and that's where he lives there. Maybe he makes his pottery stuff there, I don't know, it's not clear. But there's an outer one where probably he makes his pottery there, but certainly that's where he sells. He doesn't live in the outer one. It's a chaser within a chaser. So the Gemara says, a pnimis ain't a sukkah. Pnimis can't be a sukkah. Rashi says, why? Because your house cannot be a sukkah. You have to leave your house on sukkah. So if you live in a sukkah, you got to go someplace else. So the pnimis, says Rash, explains that this is possible for being a sukkah.
Rashi mashma that the yeshiva is not a yeshiva
Okay, whether it's the yeshiva, whether it's the chepsa, I'm not getting into that. I didn't mean to. I hear. It's a tricky point. This has nothing to do, by the way, when you have your house and you take your schach off and now I have a house. It's not possible that. This is talking about someone who lives the whole year around under schach. Right, that when you do that, you're actually creating a sukkah. It's a whole different din. It's not a halach in the makom. But if you live, if you're in a pnimis, okay. V'chitzayin a sukkah. The outer one is kosher to be a sukkah. It doesn't live there. Uptura min a mezuzah. But the outer one is potter mezuzah. The inner one is chayv in a mezuzah because he lives there. The outer one is potter. In fact, the Gemara v'amai zihavi chitzayin a kiveishar a pnimis v'tis chayv a mezuzah. Let the outer one be a beishar to the inner one and should be chayv and mezuzah. The outer one lacks a kviyas. It's not a permanent structure. It's apparently a temporary kind of a sukkah. Therefore, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Rashi says something interesting. Mishum delay kviya, loy zoy veloy zoy, davar kavua. Both the outer one and the inner one are not kavua. Ve'ena pnimis chashuba liyosla beishar. The inner one doesn't have a chashivus that it should have a beishar. The Rambam on this din says, "Im hayu be." Did I skip the Rambam? I put the din of Shnei Yitzim. Where is it? Shnei Yitzim. It's the third halach of the Rambam here. Perek halacha tes. Shtei Yitzim shall shtei shtukah shall Yitzim zay lifnim zay hachitzayin epturim in a mezuzah lefi she'ein a kavua. Ram only mentioned the outside one. That it says Eno Kavua is only going on the outer one. He doesn't mention about the inner one. The Ravid jumps in and says, Afa Pnimis Ein Lakeva. The Ravid has to go in and tell you, point out to you, that the reason why the outer one is Potter is also because neither one has Kvias. The Ram only mentioned the outer one, didn't mention the inner one. What's going on? Go ahead. We'll see. So the Rambam has an interesting halacha. What's this din of Beishar? We have actually a steer in din. One place it says Beishar is potter. One place it says Beishar is chayiv. Rambam learns pshat like this. Look at the first halacha in the series of Rambam's in halacha zayin. Beishar achsader mepeses v'gina v'adir p'turin mina mezuzah b'nei she'ena masuim l'dira. Im hayu batin hachayoven b'mezuzah p'suchin l'makay mais elu chayoven b'mezuzah. If you have a Pesach, and the way I get to my house is through one of these doors, that bias inside is mechayev all its psachim with a mezuzah. Even a gina, or a chatzah, or a beishar, anything, any way I get to my house, it's mechayev all the doors getting there in a mezuzah. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma seems to learn it differently. He's going, this Tosfos, that's the last paragraph on your sheet. Vechad Shari Medina, Svim Temer Vamay Mechayevo, Mishum Dinichnosim Darko Labotim. The Brisa there says that Shari Medinois, the gates to the city, to the Medina, need mezuzos. Fekter, Vamay Mechayevo, Mishum Dinichnosim Darko Labotim. Vapatrina Lekamai Beishar. He has it as a stira. A base shahr is potter, even though it goes directly into the house. It's an anteroom. So the shahr medina should be chayiv? What's the difference? V'yesh loimar, dadifi mi base shahr. Why? Lefishu dover kot. A base shahr is a little thing. Aval elu, havalu kepesa chatzer shem gdoilim, v'nichnosim darkam levotim. These are big things. Later he asks, he wants to say later that if the inner bias, I'm skipping a little bit, it's long, it brings a lot of halachas that we're not nugetos, says, Kedem nichnosim darkim labotim in lechad bin mokam beis chamikri shapir leni mezuzah. Says the Shalom understands the following. Listen up. Says, it's not like the Rambam, that the bias inside is mechayev and mezuzah. It's halacha. The doorway you have leads directly into the space it goes into. But there's a big difference. He says, Shari Medinas, that's a big thing. There are a lot of houses here. Everybody lives here. This has a cheshivas. It's a gateway into the Medina. The Medina itself has cheshivas. A beishar, a little small little beishar, doesn't have the cheshivas by itself to mechayev the beishar with mezuzah. Elamai. One could ask, okay, maybe the Beis Shai doesn't have, but maybe the Beis Shai gets a chashivas, not because of itself, it's that small, but it's going into a chashiva home. Say, no chinami. Some place getting a lot of, the Rambam understands, I shouldn't say the Rambam, the Tetz Yishonim understands, in another Tetz Yishonim, he's really alluding to it here at the end, that in Ochinam, if the bias is chashiv, that it gives the Beis Shai a chashivas, mitzad atzmai, this is the chashiv Beis Shai, it's going into an chashiva bias. It could be chayiv mezuzah, at least a rabbonim. So I understand that is the machlekes Rambam and Rashi here in Sukkah, and we'll see how it affects us in Erevin right away. Rashi is learning. Let's start with the Rambam. Rambam is learning lishitasa. Adira is mechayiv all pesachim. The pesach of the outer chotzer of the outer sukkah ought to be mechayiv in mezuzah. That's the way you get into the inner one. Says the Rambam, no, there's another halacha. It has to be a permanent structure. If it's not a permanent structure, it can't be mechayev that with a mezuzah. Rashi is learning like the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Sukkos Yoytzim, the outer one, can only get a din mezuzah, mitzad atzmai. The Pesach, there's no din at the bayis inside, is mechayev olas psachim. The Pesach to what you enter into, that's where it enters, and that would have to be the chiyuv mezuzah. Rashi tells me, number one, this structure has no chashivas. Elamai, why? Because it's just a base, as a beishar itself, it has no chashivas mitzad atzmai. It's not kavua. Oh, elamai, maybe it should have chashivas because it's going into a bayis, so it's a chash of a beishar. Rashi says that not either, because since the inner one has no kvias, this beishar mineobe has no chashivas, not mechayev mezuzah. What does this have to do with us? I'll tell you.
For chashivas or for of dira?
Dira, I agree with you, but it has to be that it has a chashivas as a dira. The inner makom, the makom you go into, has to serve in some way batim. It doesn't serve itself as a bias and doesn't serve other batim as a bias. They're not chashiv.
So it gets the same dira through it serving the bias.
Through serving, it's not serving a bias, but the pesach serves itself. It's important.
It has its own same dira.
It has
to be mishamish
right,
for dira.
Right. What I see here is this. We have here a machlokes Tanakhama of Yehuda as to how to look at the ulam. Now the ulam, Radak tells me, nikra b'loshan a mikra ulam, mash nikra b'loshan ha gemara beishar. The word ulam means a beishar. The pesach of the ulam is a beishar to the heichal. Now, without... I gave you the svaras. Whether it has to, I'm not saying the machlekes around the Tetz Yishanim is going to be the machlekes. This machlekes time, we'll see why in a moment. It's not machuyif to be that way, but the idea at least. Rabbi Huda understands that the
the Pesach, the Beis Shara, is serving the Ulam. I'm sorry, the Beis Shara, the Ulam, is serving the Heichal. So it effectively has a din of a Pesach HaHeichal. It's the way you get into the Ulam. So even though it has a different Kedusha, the Ulam is nothing more than a Beis Shara for the Heichal. So the Pesach serves the Heichal. Therefore, he understands that this is also called Ushchatai Pesach Oil Mayid. Even though it doesn't have the Kiddush of the Oil Mayid, it's a Pesach to the Oil Mayid.
But does the Heichal deal with the Hashiva?
The Ulam, and more than that, it's the Ulam is the way I get into the Heichal. It's the way I get into the Heichal, so it's effectively a Pesach for the Heichal as well.
Are we talking the Ibai Seimer?
The Ibai Seimer.
According to the Ibai Seimer, also Rabbi will hold that I could check that it requires the Pesach Shalom or what?
No. He needs. He's saying that the Pesach of the Ulam also has a Shem Pesach El Maid also, but it's subservient to the Heichal. It's a means to get into the Heichal. So the Oil Maid is still the Heichal. But the Pesach of the Ulam is also a Pesach Oil Maid.
Why don't you say that?
And why don't you say that? I'm trying to understand the Drasha.
The Drasha is that it's Pesach Ulam, no?
I'm trying to understand. What's the Machlokes? What's going on?
How to read the Pasuk.
So you're saying it's just a question of which Pasuk? The Pasuk in Yechezkel?
Yeah.
I'm saying there is no pasuk. It's a confluence, a conglomeration of drushes. So what that's the asmachta. What's the svara here? So they're coming from something. Why they read it this way? They're hinting to us how they read the
Do I need the
Dalsus Eichel open? According to Yehudi, would need the Dalsus Eichel open.
But
absolutely,
because work,
huh?
Drasha works is that by saying that the Ulam is called Bais, and then Pesach HaBais is Pesach Ulam.
I'm suggesting there's a deeper Lumdus here. There's a reason
but
why.
But I don't see the connection between the Lumdus and the Drasha.
I'm telling you why. That's why he's reading it this way. Because
how?
He's seeing that's what the Rabbi Huda says. It's called Ulam HaBais. Why is it called Ulam HaBais? He's putting those two things together. Because the Ulam serves the Bais. So the Pesach of the Ulam is effectively a Pesach HaBayis. That's why he makes this Asmachta. That's why he puts the Psukim together in this way. Because the Pesach of the Ulam is nothing more than the Pesach HaHeichel.
So are we saying that the Drosha of Pesach HaBayis really means that the Ulam is serving the Bayis?
That's correct.
It's not like
the Pesach of the Ulam is serving the Heichel. The Pesach of the Ulam serves the Heichel. It's also a means to get into the Heichel.
The Chorah does not like the Ritva, because the Ritva says the way the Drasha works is by saying that Bais is a reference to the Ulam. According to Rebbe, that's not how the Drasha works.
You're telling me how the Asmachta works itself out. I'm telling you what the Svara is.
No, but the Svara has to shtim with the Asmachta.
It does. I'm making shtim certainly with the way Tysus is reading. I have to see the Ritva again. Ulam Bais means what? What does it mean?
Ulam Bais a Gilui, that when you say Bais, is also a reference to the Ulam.
So
that's why when we say the word bais, it's referring to the Ulam.
Ulam shel bais. It's the beis shar of the bais. Right. So it's the Pesach. So that's what I'm saying. It's the Pesach. It serves the bais.
When
Rebbe is
saying Pesach, he's talking about the Ulam, not about the Pesach Ulam.
So the Pesach HaUlam. The Pesach of the Ulam is effectively the Pesach HaEichel. Let me finish. Ma'ashen ken Rabbi Isai. The Shita of the Rabbanan is not that way. The Pesach of the Ulam is nothing more than a Pesach into a Beis Shar. It has nothing to do with the Bayis. And that's, they read the Drasha, that the Ulam of Bayis means the Bayis Patuach to the Ulam. The Pesach of the Ulam is not a Pesach to the Heichel. It's a Pesach only into the Beis Shar itself. The Pesach of the Heichel is only the Pesach Heichel. And therefore, that's the only place to learn, and therefore, that is the Drasha. Okay, I'm stopping. I was going to work it out with the Rambam and Tetz Yishana, but it's not important. The Svara is it's not a polish of art that this is holy and this. It doesn't mean that. But I wanted to show you the ideas. The idea of a Pesach having many, of a place having many Pesachim, that's the concept of Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabban, it's not true. There's only one Pesach to the Heichel. The Pesach of the Ulam is not a Pesach to the Heichel. It's a Pesach to the Ulam. After that, there's a Pesach.
Now that I have
Kedushas, it's a Machlekes as to what is, how do I understand the Pesach of the Ulam? Is that also a Pesach to Heichel?
Or is that still only a Pesach?
Right. It's the means and the method by which I enter that. And what are you asking now? Is that I don't understand. That's what they. I don't know why it wasn't like that.
I don't know.
What?
Not how I was
built. No. No. No.